જય રાધા માધવ કુંજ બિહારી, જય રાધા માધવ કુંજ બિહારી, ગોપી જનાવલ્લભ ગિરિવર ધારી, યશોદાનંદન વ્રજ જનરંજન, યમુના તીરવન ચારી, યમુના તીરવન ચારી, જય રાધા માધવ કુંજ વિહારી, જય ગોપી જનવલ્લભ ગિરિવર ધારી, યશોદાનંદન વ્રજ જનરંજન, યમુના તીરવન ચારી, યમુના તીરવન ચારી, જય રાધા માધવ કુંજ વિહારી, હરે કૃષ્ણ હરે કૃષ્ણ 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 હરે હરે, હરે રામ હરે રામ 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 હરે હરે, હરે કૃષ્ણ 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 હરે હરે, હરે રામ હરે રામ 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 હરે હરે, હરે કૃષ્ણ 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 હરે હરે, હરે રામ 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 હરે હરે, જય પ્રભુપદ 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 જય પ્રભુપદ, जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 जय जय प्रभुपाद जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तरशत श्री श्रीमद हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी शूल प्रभुपाद की जाय अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जाय ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री श्री गुरु एंड गौरांग Hare Krishna, everyone. Thank you for joining us. Since it's cold night, it's raining, I think we'll spice it up a little bit. I'm going to try and narrate a story. It's a story about a family. It's a story about a couple of families. And these two families have come together and when they've come together, although I'm narrating the story, the message is about relationships and how relationships in tonight's story, how relationships can deteriorate and break down very quickly if persons participating in a relationship don't know how to control their senses, don't know how to control their mind, especially the power of speech. Because by the power of speech, you can either make a relationship or you can break it. Mostly we break it. And in general, we know that it takes many, 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 many investments in a relationship to build it. But it takes one comment or something to break it. Just as we're making a very nice pot. So to make a nice pot on a potter's wheel, it takes clay, water, nice proper proportion, proper temperature, a skillful potter to come up with a nice shape for the pot, then to bake the pot, let it dry carefully, and it takes one stone to break it off. Like that. So the whole philosophy of Krishna consciousness, the fabric of Krishna consciousness, is relationships. Our relationship with God, our relationship with those who are serving God, and our relationships with all living entities who have come from God. So we, and then amongst us, we have relationships of this world. We are brothers or sisters, we are husbands or wives or mothers and daughters and brothers, all varieties of relationships. And we are meant to honor them, build them, such that by our participation in those relationships, we are becoming conduits, mediums of others having a relationship with God because of us. So, once upon a time, there was a man. His name was Lord Shiva. And Lord Shiva is a very unique personality. Those of you who know, the Vedic understanding, Lord Shiva is considered one of the greatest persons in this universe. He's so great, he's completely absorbed in meditation upon Lord Krishna. And he is completely detached and lives like an ascetic, actually. And always very sober, calm, well-behaved, and an embodiment of the best qualities anyone can ever have. And he had a wife. Her name was Sati. In Sanskrit, the word Sati means chaste. So she is the embodiment of chastity. And she had a father. His name was Daksha. And in Sanskrit, Daksha means expert. He plays a role in this universe of Prajapati. Prajapati means the person who is in charge of procreating so many children that they populate the entire universe. I mean, what a service, huh? And there are many Prajapatis. Daksha is one of them, and he's very good at it. So he has the name Daksha. Sounds like a nice, happy family. Betty Crocker, happy family. Unfortunately, not. The father-in-law, Daksha, did not like his son-in-law, Lord Shiva. It happens sometimes. Okay, no, we don't get personal stories here. It happens sometimes. There was an event that all the great personalities of the universe had gathered for a special meeting. And Lord Brahma, who was the first created being in the universe, along with Lord Shiva and all the other great demigods of the universe, had gathered. And Daksha, who is also a very great person, walked in, his chest nicely broad-chested, full of pride and majesty, walked into the assembly hall. So everybody who was there stood up as a matter of respect. Actually, it is considered that to honor someone, to show respect to someone, is that if a person who is superior to us enters the room, we rise. Like in a courtroom, when the judge enters, we have to be told, rise, everybody rise, just in case we forget. Right? Like that. When I went to school, not anymore, but when I was in school, when the teacher would enter the room, classroom, we all would rise. So that's proper, that's cultured behavior. So they all stood up. Only two persons did not stand up, Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva. Lord Brahma did not stand up because Daksha is not superior to Lord Brahma. Daksha is Lord Brahma's son. So naturally, father is superior, so he did not stand up. And Lord Shiva is the greatest of demigods, and he was in deep meditation upon Lord Vishnu. He didn't even notice that Daksha had entered. But for a Daksha, he took objection. He took objection on the basis of a technicality. The technicality is that the father-in-law, some of us might not like it, the father-in-law, from a social status, is superior to the son-in-law. So he felt that Lord Shiva must have stood up to show proper respect. And since Lord Shiva did not stand up, Daksha became upset. He became angry. Now, this is not a new anger that showed up. This anger has been there for a very long time. And if you all have experience, in English there is a proverb, the last straw that broke the camel's back. A straw doesn't have the strength to break a camel's back, but the last straw definitely does. That means things have been accruing, repenting. They've been adding up. It's been till the very last thing. And the last thing was as simple as not standing up when Daksha came. That was it. So Daksha said, how arrogant is this personality? So Vaishnavas can close their ears because there's a bunch of blasphemy here. And then we'll chant Hare Krishna just to purify the atmosphere. So Daksha became upset and started saying things about Lord Shiva. So rule number one, don't be upset, which is hard to follow. Therefore, rule number two, when upset, don't say anything. Not that you don't address the situation. Don't say anything to the person. You can correct behavior. That's fine. You can object to the behavior. But generally we have the tendency to direct all of our anger towards the person. And that's the beginning of the end, if you will. So Daksha, before he sat down, he said to them, O all sages, brahmanas, and demigods, please hear me with attention, for I speak about the manners of gentle people, which is the first indication that Lord Shiva, in his opinion, is not gentle. And he says, I do not speak out of ignorance or envy. When someone tells us something like that, that's the first indicator that that's what they're dealing with. Prabhu, I'm not angry with you, but I want you to know something. Oh. People have a tendency to let out what emotions they're feeling, especially when they tell you that that's not what they're feeling. So he says, I'm not speaking out of ignorance or envy. So we know that these two are the problems for Daksha. He says, Shiva has spoiled the name and fame of the great personalities of this universe, and he has polluted the path of gentle manners. Because he is shameless, he does not know how to act. So shamelessness and how to act are connected. Those who have shame, meaning those who regard proper culture, they check their behavior before they do something. Shameless people, they don't care. They don't care what others will think about them. They don't care what the consequences of their actions will be. In fact, they don't care for anything. So he's saying Lord Shiva doesn't care. He says, he has already accepted himself as my subordinate by marrying my daughter in the presence of fire and the brahmanas. He has married my daughter who is equal to Gayatri and has pretended to be just like an honest person. His eyes are like a monkey's. Yet he has married my daughter whose eyes are just like those of a deer cub. Nevertheless, he does not stand up to receive me, nor did he think it fit to welcome me with sweet words. So when we get angry upon someone, out of envy, we notice things and we say it out that really has no relevance. His eyes are like that of a monkey. What does it matter how the eyes are? It doesn't matter how, but then we notice these things. Because once we decide that I'm going to pull this person down, we notice every inconsequential detail. I'll tell you two stories. There was a person who was supposed to transport a few hundred frogs from one place to another place. And generally frogs have a tendency to jump. So while he was transporting them, he put them into a big box, but he kept the lid open. So someone noticed that and he said, if you want to take the 100 frogs there, shouldn't you keep the lid closed so that they don't jump out? So he said, no, no, these are Indian frogs. You can replace with whatever nationality you like. I can offend Indians because I'm myself one. Okay. He said, doesn't matter. These are such and such frogs. Even if one of them tries to jump up, others will pull him down. So nothing will happen. All 100 will be there. The nature of envy is such that it finds its way between two friends perfectly. They were two friends. They were very, very close friends, as they say, joined at the hip. One night, a great personality appeared in the dream of one of the friends. And he said, I'm very happy that you have such a wonderful friend, and you are such a nice friend. So I want to give you three boons, three benedictions. Whatever you ask, I shall give it to you. Feel free to ask. Whatever you ask. He said, wow, I never expected this. This is real windfall. Before he said something, the great personality said, there is a condition. The condition is, whatever you ask for, I will give your friend twice that. Because you're such a nice friend. He said, oh, all right then. I would like $1 million. $1 million appeared in front of him. I was very happy. So the very next, he couldn't sleep the whole night. He had to tell his friend. Unfortunately, he was not on Facebook, so he couldn't update it very quickly. He had to wait till the next day. So he ran to his friend, and he noticed that his friend was running to him as well. He said, you won't believe, I got $1 million. And his friend said, you won't believe, I got two. And they were very happy. Wow, we have $3 million between us. The next night, the great personality appeared in his dream again and said, second boon, please ask what you'd like. He said, I would like a 10-bedroom single family house in Highland Park, whatever, Highland Park, with a nice backyard. Suddenly he was in master bedroom of this big house. And he started running to see if his friend was still there. And his friend had to run a lot more because he had a 20-bedroom house and double the backyard. So when they met, he said, I don't know why these things are happening. Yesterday I had $2 million, now a 20-bedroom house. What's going on? So then the first friend, he felt a little pinch. Man, I'm the one asking for all these benedictions and this fellow is getting everything for free. This is not nice. This is where envy entered their relationship. So he thought, tonight what should I ask for? Because every time I ask for something, my friend is getting more than me. I said, I know what to do. So that night, a great personality appeared in his dream. And he said, please ask for a third boon. He said, I thought about it. I would like you to please cut off my left hand. He said, are you sure? Yes, yes, please. Left hand went away. So he went running to his friend. Hey! And his friend had both his arms cut off. So he didn't have any arms left because he got double of it, right? And suddenly our friend became very happy. He has 2 million, I have one. He has 20 bedrooms, I have 10, but I have one hand and he has none. I have more than him now. This is the nature of envy. That it degrades the good qualities that one might have. So as practicing spiritualists or devotees, This is something that we are very cautious about, to not let envy enter our heart. We can't say not let envy enter. It is already there, we just let it not spill out. Envy is there. The fact that we are in this material world, it is described that that's the indication, it's the symptom. If anyone has a doubt, do I really have envy? The fact that we have a material body, that's the greatest symptom that there is envy. So we have to be cautious, careful, guarded, and very prayerful to not let that envy spill out. Especially toward others who are trying to become devotees of God. Because God or Krishna can tolerate anything. God can tolerate someone insulting him directly. He wouldn't mind it. Because really our insult doesn't even touch God. If we tell them, who are you? What is, you're a stone. How does it matter what we say to him? But if we direct that towards his devotees, then he becomes uncomfortable. He doesn't like it. Then what to speak of that being the universal thing that we do with everyone? Just as we say equal opportunity employer, envy and anger are equal opportunity employers. They don't look at skin color, race, gender, they don't look at all of that. So Daksha became so caught up with envy that he further blasphemed Lord Shiva. He said, he lives in a filthy place like the crematorium. Lord Shiva is described that he lives in a crematorium. Why? Because in a crematorium, death is so stark and the burning of a body is such a visual, that it naturally brings about a sense of detachment from this body. We all are attached to our bodies very much. In fact, we care for it more than anyone else. And it is also described that when someone has a relative who dies, then the whole ritual, if you will, of going to the cemetery or crematorium and actually going through the motions of burying the body or cremating the body, it awakens a sense of detachment that says, after all, at the end of life, that's what's going to happen to my body. Then why am I pursuing so many material things when at the end of life I don't have anything to take with me? Better to be a little detached. That happens till they return home. And once they come home, they have to update their Facebook. Like, I was up there, something. People lose the sense of detachment very quickly. So it's called Smashana Vairagya. The sense of detachment that comes by being in a crematorium. So Lord Shiva stays at the crematorium just so that he does not be distracted from the futility of pursuing a materialistic life. And also to meditate on the eternality of the soul. Unfortunately, his father-in-law doesn't like it. So he's saying he lives in a place like crematorium and his companions are ghosts and demons. Naked like a madman, sometimes laughing and sometimes crying, he smears crematorium ashes all over his body. He does not bathe regularly. And he ornaments his body with a garland of skulls and bones. Therefore, only in name is he Shiva, or auspicious. Actually, he is the most mad and inauspicious creature. Thus, he is very dear to crazy beings in the gross mode of ignorance. And he is their leader. Here is another feature of envy. Envy actually is a perverted appreciation. Because we tell, when we are envious of someone, we call out things in them that we don't like. He thinks he sings so well. He thinks he dances so well. He thinks he speaks so well. He thinks he cooks so well. These are all appreciations, actually. But it is perverted, meaning we don't like it. So here, Daksha indirectly is glorifying Shiva. I mean, indirectly in the sense that he's not wantingly doing it, but this is a glorification. This is the greatness of a devotee of God, that there is no quality in them that is bad. They are called nidosha. They have no fault in them. So whether a person who's envious or a person who's glorifying them, whatever they are saying is part of their character, and it's glorious. So anyway, the story continues that he says all these things. So we don't learn from Daksha what to do. We learn from Lord Shiva what to do. Oh, you want to guess? What did Lord Shiva do? Can I speak up, please? Just like our crowd, just sitting quiet. He did not say anything. This is a very important quality. The word used in Sanskrit is dhira. Dhira means sober person. And Srila Prabhupada defines dhira is he who, in the midst of circumstances that are agitating, does not become agitated. It is fine to not be agitated when things are not agitating. I usually say, like an airline, when things are going well, they'll ask you, sir, would you like peanuts? Would you like something to drink? Would you like the lights on? Would you, whatever. But you tell them, you lost my bags, and see if they have the same response back. However, or something is going wrong. So the real dhira means who in the middle of disturbing circumstances is not disturbed. And Lord Shiva is not disturbed. He just kept quiet. Lord Shiva's followers, Nandi, he did not like it. He said, how dare you speak like that? And so he said something against Daksha. Now this is a family feud, right? Even if one of them is quiet, the other relatives, they cannot be quiet. They have to say something. So Nandi said something. And Nandi said, what does Daksha think he is? Who is he talking about? This is Lord Shiva. How can he speak like that? And then he cursed Daksha and all the Brahmanas. And on that side, Bhrigumuni, who is the leader of all the Brahmanas, he said, how dare somebody like Nandi say something? And how can a Brahmana like me be quiet? This is injustice. I must also say something. And therefore he cursed Lord Shiva and all of Lord Shiva's followers. And so the whole assembly became a madhouse of cursing and counter-cursing. Anyone? Of course, we don't know some things like that, right? We don't know anything. We've never seen a situation like that. So we don't know. So cursing, counter-cursing. You said, you said, you said. No, you said. And so the reason that they had met became or faded into the background, and they all, I guess the court was adjourned, they all went home. But the animosity continued for a very long time. So the son-in-law and the father-in-law were not in talking terms anymore. And naturally Sati, because she was chaste, she did not visit her father for a very long time. She was afraid. What would Lord Shiva think if she went? One day, Daksha, he decided to perform a very special fire yajna. He decided to hold a party, if you will, a demigod level party. And he invited all the great persons within the universe. On his invitation list, there was one name that was not there. Lord Shiva, naturally. I mean, to the party, everyone comes dressed in fine silks, perfumed, in their fancy vehicles that fly in the air. But Lord Shiva wears a garland of skull, has ash all over his body. I mean, he'll be the eyesore of the party. He didn't want him. So he was not invited, because Daksha wanted to make a point. Just see how great I am. And Lord Brahma allowed him to have this fire sacrifice. So he felt supported by Lord Brahma. Even Lord Brahma knows I'm right. So as Sati was standing at her window, she saw all these personalities flying about in their celestial airplanes. All the ladies with their new Kanjivaram sari. All their perfumes, their ornaments, jewelry, all decked up. There were musicians playing loud music, and she felt left out. So she went to Lord Shiva, and she said, she didn't say, my daddy is having a party. She said, your father-in-law is having a very special festival. And it wouldn't be nice if I did not go. I haven't seen my mother and my sisters for a very long time. And if I don't go, what would they think about you? This is a perfect thing. Huh? What would they think about you? There's a story about two sisters. Two sisters, they got married different times to different people. And they, when they met the next time, one of the sisters was dressed very nicely. Expensive jewels, nice sari. And the other sister was just dressed very ordinarily. So one sister asked the other, how come you have all these nice clothes? Is your husband really that rich? She said, no, he's really not that rich. He's just, you know, earns a nominal salary. Then how come he can afford all this? My husband earns even more than your husband. So the second one asked the first sister, what do you ask your husband when you want jewelry and saris? She said, well, I ask him, I want a new sari. I want that new necklace. I want this. I want that. And he tells me, oh, whenever you see me, that's all you want. You want this. You want that. This is way beyond our budget. Not this month. Maybe next month. And the second sister said, well, I'll teach you a trick. This is what I say to my husband. This is what I say to my husband. You see, you have such a nice job. And it's a very respectable job in society. If I go out in public wearing clothes like this, what would people think about you? I would rather go out in public where everybody would say, ah, she is such and such's wife. So my husband happily gives me everything. So like that, Mother Sati, she didn't say my father, she said your father-in-law. And what will they think if I don't go? So here also Lord Shiva kept quiet. This is for the husbands. Better to keep quiet. So he kept quiet. But he told her, are you sure? Because you know what's happening between me and your father. Are you sure? He said, no, yeah, everything will be okay. Don't worry. Okay, I want to ask you. In 5 minutes, the curtains will close. Would you want me to speed up the story or tell you the story properly? See, wife and husband story means everyone wants to hear properly. Nobody's in a rush for it. The brahmacharis would have said, stop it, finish it. We want kirtan. Anyway, so she had great affection for her parents, which is natural. Women have affection for their side of the family. And so that affection overtook her, that she couldn't see what potentially could happen. And she insisted. So Lord Shiva acquiesced. He said, you can go if you want. I'm not going. So he stayed home. And I think tonight is Super Bowl night, right? So he stayed home. He was not watching Super Bowl or anything. He stayed home. She went on Nandi, and all the followers of Lord Shiva, they went escorting Mother Sati to Daksha's party. So she was the uninvited guest. So they all, Daksha looked at her. The mother and the sisters were all very happy. Oh, I'm so glad you came. And immediately they started showing their jewelry and they had all this conversation. And when Daksha came, he noticed Sati was there. And he said, he didn't have to, but in the middle of this whole yajna or fire sacrifice, he said something condescending about Lord Shiva. And everybody was quiet. Sati decided, this is it. I have to say something. How can you speak about my father, my husband like that? So she told him, just because I was born from you, you think I'm your property. And therefore you can say what you like. But this was not true. You have no idea, you have no estimation of the greatness of my husband, Lord Shiva. And if the only connection between him and you is me, and since I'm born from you, this body belongs to you, I give up this body right now. And in her anger, she chanted some mantras and her body burst into flames. And she gave up her life. You said, ooh or yeah? What did you say? Whoa. Okay. She gave up her life because she could not stand her husband being insulted, especially wrongly insulted like this. So Nandi became very upset. And they started cursing each other, started fighting each other, and the word went to Lord Shiva. Guess what? This is what happened, and your wife, she became upset, and she gave up her life. So Lord Shiva tolerated this so much, but now he plucked a lock of hair from his head and crushed it to the ground. And from that hair came out a huge, massive, really bizarre, gory-looking demon, a personality. His name was Veerabhadra. He was so tall. His head touched the sky. His arms were long. His chest was broad, muscular, weapons in all his multiple hands. He asked Lord Shiva, "What may I do?" I mean, in fact, he didn't even ask. He knew what to do. He charged. Oh, I'll tell you a story about genie as well. A man was walking on the beach. And as he was walking, he stumbled upon a magic lamp. And so he picked up the lamp, and as he was cleaning it, a genie came out. And he said, "You are my master. What can I do for you?" He said, "Well, I'm living in Chicago. My relatives are far away somewhere, Siberia, someplace. And it's very difficult to get to them every time. I have to look for a nice deal for air tickets. It takes a lot of time. Can you build a bridge for me that connects my house to their house and on which I can just travel very quickly? Within an hour, I can reach their house." So the genie said, "Well, I can do that, but look at the economy. It takes so much steel, so much tar, so much engineering capacity. Do you really think this is a good idea in this day and age, this economy, such an expensive bridge just for yourself? Come on, ask for something else." He said, "All right. You know, my wife, she argues with me quite a bit. And I just don't know how to solve this problem. Every time I say something, she argues something or the other. Can you somehow convince my wife?" So the genie said, "When do you want the bridge ready?" "By when do you want it? We'll get the bridge for you quickly, don't worry." So here, Veerabhadra, he charged at Daksha and his whole assembly. And there was solid mayhem. fighting with each other. Finally, Virabhadra, he killed a bunch of people, grabbed Daksha's head, put it on the sacrificial altar, and chop, cut off his head. That was the end of Daksha. And there was a loud cry throughout the universe. Jai Shri Shri Kishore Kishore Jagannath Baldev Subhadra Maharani Gaur Nitai Ki Jai. And everyone started crying. Everyone was shocked. My God, this is a major problem. And so they all ran to Lord Shiva to please do something. You're the one who can forgive him. So Lord Shiva, being very merciful to Daksha, wanted to teach him a lesson, and so taught him a lesson that he remembered for the rest of his life. At the sacrificial arena, they sacrificed a goat and transplanted the goat's head on Daksha, and Lord Shiva brought him back to life. And so Daksha now, with all his grandeur, with all his power and all his greatness, had a goat's head. And when he had to say hi, he bleated. And so it was a big insult. So it's described that for persons like that, dishonor is worse than death. So Lord Shiva taught him a very, you know, hard lesson. So the message is that envy is such a quality that it burns all relationships. It starts one place and it moves very quickly. And the end consequence is that there is so much disharmony between people or among people. And at the end of it, it's like a boomerang. It comes back to us. And we have to, I guess they say, swallow humble pie. That's the phrase. Huh? Eat humble pie. Well, we can swallow. Eat humble pie. That the end result of envy is that it deprives us of any other good quality that we may have. We don't know how to access it. Because one gets consumed by envy to such a degree that even his good intelligence, good sense, takes a vacation. And people say things that they really don't mean. Of course, in this case, Daksha meant it. Or we say things that are very harmful. We say things that are mean. And at the end, it comes back all to us. And it's not that it's ordinary persons. Here we're talking very great persons in the universe. And one of the reasons one has envy, one of the reasons, is that one can become very proud. One can become very proud of the few things that they have, a few qualities that they may have, a few assets that they may have. And pride is such a quality that it usually ends up in violence. Pride brings arrogance, and from arrogance comes violence. And when one is suffering from such a disease, they cannot judge who they're talking to. They don't care if it's our own relative, our own friend. It doesn't matter. Our own child. Hiranyakashipu didn't care. That was his own son that he wanted to kill. Because pride, arrogance, envy, these are terrible qualities. So as spiritualists or as devotees of Krishna, it's very important to rid our heart of these things that keep us away from Krishna, keep us away from developing a very nice, loving, healthy relationship with Krishna and Krishna's devotees. Now, it's not that envy goes away because, oh, today's Sunday night, I heard a lecture, I decided I'm going to stop being envious from tonight onwards. It doesn't work like that. These qualities have, in one sense, become our nature, conditioned nature. And to go beyond conditioned nature, we need something higher than us. And that higher than us is the mercy of Krishna. We need the mercy of the devotees of Krishna to empower us to go beyond our frailties. And to seek that empowerment, to access it, to tap into it, we know we have the Hare Krishna mantra. This is our calling, a petition to God to please be merciful upon us so we can go beyond our helpless, our conditioned situation and experience genuine happiness. So we'll end with that. Would like to call or request all of you to chant with me the Hare Krishna mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This is our way. This is the only way, as they say. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama Eva Kevalam. Kalau Nastyeva, Nastyeva, Nastyeva Gatiranyata. That in this age of Kali, where people fight for nothing, the only method is to call upon God's names as the very sure and quick access to Krishna's unlimited mercy. So thank you all very much for your attention. Any comments or questions? Okay. Thank you. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
But some of them are the same note. It is a simple melody. It's just... Okay, oh my God.
Namaste, Saraswati Deve, Gauravani Jai. Jaya Shri Krishna, Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Advaita, Gadadhara Shivasati, Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Prabhu Nityananda, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you. Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. hare 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 rama hare rama 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 hare Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Thank you.
Rama Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Hare Hare, 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 Hare Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Ram Rama Rama Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
supposed to come.
He's here. He went upstairs. He's probably upstairs looking for me. I was downstairs.
Oh.
Okay, my leg is showing. Can class get out late? What time class get out?
Class get out right early today.
Got out early. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Rama.
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna.
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare
Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare
Hare.
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare
Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare
with me? Tired.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Bolo Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare
Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Bolo.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama,
पाए
कृष्णा कृष्णा हरे 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 राम हरे राम राम राम
हरे हरे
हरे कृष्णा हरे Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Loudly boom
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Hare
One more time like you mean it
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna